question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, well, you heard us tease it during the opening A block. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is holding for us on that show hotline. Before we connect with him for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, this portion of the program will be sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America isn't just something to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
You know, Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century now. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America great, and travel unforgettable, okay? Visit GoColette.com/United States for all the info and show specials, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. While there are some guests who simply don't require much of a setup or introduction, and our U.S. Department of Transportation Cabinet Secretary Sean Duffy is unquestionably one of them. He's here with us now for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
All right, Mary, here we go. Secretary Duffy, good morning. We're glad we've been able to coordinate having you for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
It is great to be with you guys. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to this. So, you know, listen, there's so many things for us to discuss today. We just passed the six-month mark for the Trump administration last weekend, and the speed at which our country is rebounding and the sheer number of things that have been accomplished, it really is. It's truly impressive. So this show is being transmitted across the USA to nearly 610 radio stations right now. It translates to about 1.3 million show fans. And I think, you know, the first place that we should start is with the aviation sector of travel. The one big beautiful bill passed Congress and was signed by President Trump. You received about $12.5 billion to start overhauling our air traffic control system. I know a week ago you were back before Congress seeking the additional monies that are going to be needed. So can you give folks listening a basic overview of your plan and maybe the current state of things as folks fly today, this week, or even sometime soon?
Sure. Let me just go into a little bit of detail. I won't go into too much, but in the $12.5 billion that the Congress gave us, that was a down payment. And what we're going to be able to do with that money is, number one, we're going to be able to build brand new telecom across the country. So we are using old copper wires in our ATC system. We're going to upgrade this to a modern network, which is fiber. And then we're going to have new radios, new voice switches. All of that is part of the big, beautiful bill. On top of that, we're going to buy all new radar. So our radar, I mean, some of it's, you know, 50s, vintage, 60s, 70s. Right. We have a few that are from the 80s, so brand new radar. And we have money for one new center. And so for your listeners, if you think of a ringed approach, we have the tower at the airport, and from there we go out to the TRACON that'll control, usually several airports. And then from there we have our en route centers where you're, you know, over America travel, I think flying 30,000 feet. We get to build one new center. We haven't built a new center since the 60s. There's $2 billion for one center. I think we could do it for less money than that. And there's a lot more like bricks and mortar infrastructure that we need. But what we're doing though is this is just the hardware of making a system work is what we have in the big, beautiful bill. I've talked about a brand new air traffic control system, state of the art, the envy of the world. What I mean by that is it's the software by which we control air traffic control, and that's a common automation platform that that we have to deploy. They didn't give us the money for that, but we're going to pull money from other accounts and start the process. We can't buy that off the shelf. It's going to have to be developed. It's going to take us some time. It's probably 6 months to get a competition to its completed phase where we're able to pick a winner. Then it has to be debugged, make sure it's ready for deployment. So that new system, the software that we use, is going to be deployed probably in the next year to year and a half. And you got to think, our air traffic controllers are using, for those of us who are older, like Windows 95.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is the software that they would use. And we've had so many advancements, and it'll make the controller's job so much easier. This is critically important. We'll be able to control more aircraft in our airspace, and we'll be able to have a far safer system.
Right. And you know, Secretary Duffy, the skies are busier than ever these days. So this has been a long time coming. So glad to hear there's an action plan and some money going towards it. I do want to ask you about the flight controllers, because the people aspect is another part of this. Last weekend, we had our local affiliate up in the Oshkosh, Wisconsin area on the program with us live. And we do a national communal forum. He was here with us and we discussed the iconic EAA Air Venture Air Show. It's a major event. You were there. You made some big aviation announcements. The one I'd like you to expand on in particular is the increased enrollment in the FAA's air traffic controller classes. There's been staffing issues. We've been reporting about this on the show for years now, but you did start a new recruiting campaign with the FAA months ago to attract new flight controllers. You know, give us some updates, and do you have any good news to report?
Sure. So I got to tell you what, this was more complicated than I would have thought, right? This was actually really challenging to figure out how we get more young people that are really smart, the best and the brightest, into our programming. So there are a lot of roadblocks. So if you're a 24-year-old young person and you apply to be an air traffic controller, it might take you 2 years before you get a seat in the academy. So we've streamlined the whole approach. When our controllers take the entrance exam, the top controllers say you get it 95, 98% on your test, you're going to get a seat before someone who got an 82 on their test. We're getting the best and the brightest in first. And we've offered different tutoring classes. If someone's right on the edge, make sure that they can get a little extra help. But we have more controllers at the Academy in Oklahoma City right now than ever in the history of the Academy.
That's good news.
In Oklahoma. And so what we're doing is we're gonna hit the 2,000 controller number this year. By the way, there's a washout rate of 35% at the Academy, and you want a washout rate. If you can't do the work, we want to move people out. We want the people who can do the job.
Yeah, no question.
But if we get the right people in, and we can reduce that to 20%, we're making massive strides, and we see that happening right now. So we have more controllers in, 2,000 this year. I think next year, my target is 2,500. I think we're going to be able to hit at least 23, but my goal, again, is 2,500 controllers a year.
Okay,
but that
great.
Takes a while. So yeah. You go through the academy in 4 months, it takes you a year to 3 years to get trained up in the airspace in which you're going to work. So you're not certified. So what I've also done is said, listen, we have great controllers who've served 25 years. They might be 52 years old. I've offered them a 20% cash upfront bonus to not retire and stay on the job with us.
Well, that's a big deal for them. And what's the reaction been?
It's been pretty good.
Okay.
You know, again, when you're paying, I mean, you gotta pay people to stay around. And again, these are the best controllers that we have. And if we're 3,000 controllers short, we are trying to, you know, we're moving in numbers of tens and 50s and hundreds at a time, trying to claw that number down to get it to a place where we can manage our skies. And a lot of the delays that you have when you travel, there's way too many delays, way too many cancellations. Yes, sometimes it comes from weather, and yes, there's mechanical issues, but a lot of times it's coming from the system that we have in place. More controllers in the system means way less delays when you travel, and so this won't be overnight, but this is on the road to fixing it.
Again, this is what I'm talking about with, you know, again, we're walking the walk and we're talking the talk both, and we're getting things done, which we appreciate. So I'm going to go this direction. Looking at it right now, we're going to have to hold you over because we only have about 2 minutes left in this B block. So, you know, your predecessor in the Biden administration, the folks know who listen to this show, I've said for years, it was a disaster on so many levels. We could spend all of our time today just talking about the failures there, but there's no question you had a mess on your hands when you agreed to take the job. So we've railed on the show about the EV mandates that were wrong. We appreciate the changes are happening now. You know, we're past the 6 month period I mentioned. Can you talk about some other things, you know, that you've gone about trying to fix the problems you inherited? We've got about a minute 30 with you.
Yes, sir. So one of the problems was that the last administration and Secretary Buttigieg put all these additional requirements of green requirements and diversity, equity, and inclusion requirements into the system, whether it's on building roads or it was air traffic controllers or airports. And so we pulled all of that out, right? And so what's going to happen is we're going to be able to build faster, and we're going to be able to build more cost effectively because you don't have all of these ridiculous requirements in play that came from the last administration. And by the way, the Congress never mandated that. Pete Buttigieg just did it. The New York Post came out with a report that said they wasted $80 billion on DEI. And so we've remedied the past because, you know, infrastructure is bipartisan. Democrats and Republicans all want bridges, roads, trains, great airports, a great air traffic control. We all want that. But they weren't building it. We spent a ton of money, but it didn't get built.
Well, Secretary Devin, listen, $80 billion, we could fix the air traffic control with that alone. So, listen, we're coming up on a hard break. We're going to just ask you to hold on, and we will continue this Chief Travel Leader conversation in our C block next. So, folks, right now, as we get ready to go into the break, Bobby runs things for us down there in Dallas. The Chief Travel Leader conversation with U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is going to continue. RJ on the Open Road is ahead in just 10 minutes. We've got the Destination Spotlight today. We'll take you to Idaho. And hour two will feature the Preferred Travel Panel. We'll be right back, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we absolutely welcome all of you back, everyone. Today's Chief Travel Leader conversation continues now for the C Block. U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is right here on the show hotline with us. He's been able to stay with us. We appreciate that very much. Secretary Duffy, listen, last month after our big Let's Go America tour at Virginia Beach live remote, Mary and I came back to Washington, D.C. We met with show friend Jeff Freeman and members of the U.S. Travel Association. We also visited your Department of Transportation headquarters and a member of your team there in the Navy Yard neighborhood that has certainly changed over the years for good. One of the things we discussed, besides coordinating, you know, having you here on the program with us today, was the Great American Road Trip that's being planned for America's 250, and perhaps finding ways to do some things with our Let's Go America tour events and live remotes in the future with it. So for our listeners tuned in around the country right now, share the vision for what the Great American Road Trip is going to be, how it's unfolding, and what's being planned.
Right, so next year's our 250th anniversary on the 4th of July. The president has charged all the departments to figure out how in their department they can celebrate America and our great birthday. And obviously at the Department of Transportation, we decided we should bring back the Great American Road Trip. And so if you think back to when you were younger or little and your parents took you on that road trip, whether it was, you know, a few hours or a few days, whether you go to the Grand Canyon or for us, we went down to Florida or California or Arizona, there's some of the fondest memories that I have in my childhood. Now, in the moment, if I think back, yes, we fought and don't touch me and keep touching me and you're changing stations, but it is a family bonding experience. And our motto is to love America is to see America. And I think at this time, let's get out, let's get in our cars, let's drive and see this great country and celebrate it. And at the same time, we're celebrating families because we're spending time together. If you can get your kids to put their phones away and engage, it is a family celebration. It's an American celebration. So we are going to kick it off. We were going to go last month. We're actually going to go in September. We're going to go to Philadelphia. A lot of things to see in Philadelphia, sure, which is going to be great. But also you can fly, I'm now in New Jersey. I'm going to fly to the Grand Canyon and go see the Grand Canyon with the kids. So you can fly, rent a car, and go see it. What's interesting is travel partners across this country have been great, from the car companies to the airlines to the hotels, convenience stores, rental car companies. Like, everybody is excited because this is so American.
Well, we have such a great country.
Get behind the wheel and go.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and this is a perfect opportunity for America's 250. All right. So, Secretary Duffy, before we run out of time today, you are in our Chief Travel Leader portion. It's our most prestigious segment of the show. It's for travel leaders. You certainly are doing that these days. And we do like to get a little personal sometime. I just want to let people know that you did serve 10 years as a U.S. Congressman. You are now serving as America's 20th Secretary of Transportation, as well as the Acting Administrator for NASA. I know you don't get any sleep. I'm not going to ask you that, but I do want to ask you about your...
Well, he has nine kids on top of that.
Nine kids, too, with Rachel Campus Duffy, so that you got a lot going on there. Travel is a significant contributor to the GDP, both domestically and internationally. Lots of jobs are tied to travel. It's a great way to meet people and connect. I'd love to hear what you most identify with in the world of travel.
You know, that's an interesting question, and I love so many modes, but I do love getting in the car with my kids and going on a road trip with a destination of going to see part of our country. I like getting them on an airplane, and whether I'm flying to Florida or, you know, to Arizona for warm weather when it's cold where I'm at, I love to travel. I think when you're almost the excitement of the trip is almost as great as planning the trip. And by the way, for me in my house, I do all the planning. I do all the booking. I do the route. I do the, like, I do it all. Like, I'm a travel agent in my house.
Wow. I love this.
Again, I'm busier than my wife. Even today, I got all these jobs. And I book my kids' flights, I book my wife's flights. Like, I do it all.
So we're going to have to call you.
Secretary Duffy, this interview was worth just hearing that. That's
no
great.
No one helps. It's all me. I'm all, dad does it. Dad does it all. And by the way, when dad messes it up, there's no credit. It's like,
yeah,
you messed it up again, dad. So,
well, listen,
you know what? I get excited about traveling, and I love to do it.
Oh, that's great.
Well, listen, we feel sometimes when you get out there and, you know, mm-hmm. because of all of the issues in our country and you know, it's just the nonsense sometimes. Travel, it's a unifier. It is, you strip out all of
yeah.
that because we all love, first of all, we should all love our country. I know some don't, but the vast majority do. But it really is. We find that when Mary and I go to Europe, whenever with this show, it doesn't matter. Nobody comes up and asks us again, you know, how we're voting. They want to know, hey, how was the Grand Canyon?
Right.
How was Hawaii?
Right. Let's have a dinner together.
Where
yeah.
should I go?
Yeah.
Exactly. Where was?
Can I pitch you guys on something?
Sure. Go right ahead. We only have about a minute, so go ahead.
If you guys do a segment or several segments in the future, and there are things that we can do to make travel better and easier for, and especially for families. Business travel can be hard, but families traveling can be complicated and difficult. How do we make travel better? We have ideas that we're working on, but a lot of ideas come from the people who actually, you know, are in cars and in planes and on trains. Let us know. So if you want to feed that through your show and give us great ideas.
Oh, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, listen, I would welcome that.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Best ideas come from America.
Totally.
That's a good place for us to leave it. And then what I'm going to have to say to you then is don't be a stranger. You're welcome here anytime, by the way. And actually, now we're going to be able to talk about all the travel planning and other things going on. I guess if Mary and I have a problem, we won't call
Secretary Duffy
CEOs anymore. We'll just have to reach out to Secretary Duffy. He'll get us back. But thank you very much.
Let's look up on the road trip.
Absolutely. We'll do that. But thank you very much for joining us today. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend. And thanks for your candor as well, okay?
God bless, guys.
God bless. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mary, listen, that was a good conversation.
That was a great conversation.
Sure, so.
Very relatable.
And you know what? Listen, I appreciate we asked him honest questions. He gave us good answers, honest answers.
And
so,
he wants the feedback of the traveling public, which I love.
Appreciate the candor for sure. So, all right. Well, there we go. We're going to head into break now.
All right. We are. We're about to pause for another sponsor's break in about 10 minutes. Robert and I are going to take you to Idaho. But next, RJ takes over the studio for today's Open Road. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.